This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. The four members of the Bloomington-based She Said So band say the all-female lineup is intentional. Guitarist Karen Donovan, bassist Mary Klusky, and percussionist Mona Beasley had played together in the late 90s and early aughts as Big Sister. The three reunited musically when Beasley and Donovan retired in 2016, then brought vocalist Kate Brown on board to complete the quartet. She Said So returns to Night Shop in downtown Bloomington Thursday night. All four with instruments in hand stopped by the GLT studio this week to talk with John Norton about the new group. Mona Beasley explained the synergy the four women feel playing together.
I think, as most women would say, is that when you're in a sisterhood and a friendship, is that you can be really vulnerable with each other. We extend ourselves to each other. If we're having good times, bad times, something in between. And we use these opportunities, too, when we practice and rehearse, is to melt away some of those other issues that are going on and kind of just delve into our music to escape. You know, it helps, too, I think, too, to help find and create music based on what's going on in our lives. And we all have had similar journeys, perhaps, and so that kind of is part of the story a little bit.
You guys want to play a song?
Sure.
Sure, that'd be great.
Okay, so you have an original you want to do, I'm guessing.
Yeah. We will play Don't Take Me There.
You want to give us a little intro on this?
Well, I know we've all been around people or situations where people are rattling on about things and talking, and sometimes you just don't want to get into that. So this song is kind of about that, just like, don't take me there. I don't want to go there.
Three, four.
This is GLT Sound Ideas, and She Said So. Karen Donovan, Mary Klusky, Kate Brown, and Mona Beasley are the four members of the quartet. They're at Night Shop on Thursday night. Kate, you're the last in the band, and you really wanted to sing. Who were the people you grew up listening to that you maybe even wanted, not necessarily emulate, but they inspired you?
I definitely want to emulate them. I think that's pretty clear.
Really? Okay.
I grew up listening to what was then the oldies station, and my dad would quiz me in the car of who wrote the song and who performed it, what was the name of the song, kind of facts about that. So I was listening to 60s, 70s pop, folk, sunshine, folk rock is probably my favorite. We joke about AM radio as being my favorites. I'm really interested in women vocalists because, like, Mama Cass, and I'm especially interested in, you know, unconventional women who are taking a lead vocal role.
You mentioned unconventional singers. Do Nina Simone or Chrissy Hynde or Patti Smith, do those names, are they in your wheelhouse at all?
I wish they could be, yeah. I think coming from that really pop harmony sound, that's kind of where I started. But now, as I learn more about women in music and the women who are taking such a lead role, I mean, Brandi Carlile at the Grammys mm-hmm. this year, and Brittany Howard of Alabama Shakes, Nico Case, some of my favorite contemporary vocalists, and bringing those back to some of the songs that may be like Wild Nights, that is not originally performed by women, but could be, and maybe the style lends itself to that.
What, you guys want to do Wild Nights right now? I know you were warming up with that one. Can I get you to play that?
Sure. Sure. Yeah.
Would love to.
One, two, three, four.
Mm-hmm. your shoes.